petition to the president. No user fees. The FAA orders inspections of older Boeing 737s. And 5 of 8 crew perish when a Russian jetliner skids off the runway. This is Aero News for Wednesday, January the 2nd, 2013. Happy New Year, everybody. I'm Glenn Moyer. Mayors and other political leaders from more than 115 cities and towns across the country have petitioned President Obama to rescind his proposed $100 per flight tax on general aviation business flights. The petition was released recently by the Alliance for Aviation Across America. The group reminded the president that general aviation supports 1.2 million American jobs and contributes over $150 billion in economic impact each year. In the petition, the political leaders reminded the president that general aviation is a vital part of the economy for thousands of communities across the country and essential to the national air transportation system. The group expressed, quote, extreme concern, end quote, about repercussions from several presidential statements in 2012 denigrating business aviation. The petition also touched on user fees proposed for general aviation aircraft operators. Not only would new taxes be an additional financial burden, the group wrote, but a huge administrative burden on businesses, farms, and organizations that use general aviation aircraft. The local political leaders offered to work with federal officials and the Obama administration to find alternatives to new taxes on a hard-hit industry. The FAA will publish an airworthiness directive in the Federal Register today, ordering the inspection of 109 Boeing 737-300, 400, and 500 airplanes. Most of the planes covered by the AD are reported to belong to Southwest Airlines. The move follows a 2009 incident in which a football-sized hole opened up in the roof of a Southwest 737-300 during a flight. In a statement issued on Monday, the FAA says that it, quote, always evaluates the effectiveness of our safety improvements, end quote, and that the AD is, again quoting, to reduce risk further and assure continued safe operation, end quote. The inspections are expected to cost operators of the airliners about $5.2 million, according to a report appearing in USA Today. If repairs are needed, the cost is estimated to be nearly $18,000 per airplane. This will be the third AD to be issued in relation to the incident, which occurred on a Southwest flight from Nashville to Baltimore. The plane diverted to Charleston, West Virginia, and made an emergency landing. There is at least one additional AD in development associated with that flight. The FAA said the AD to be published today was due to reports of more cracks found in joints around the crowns of 737 fuselages caused by repeated pressurization cycles. A Russian Tu-204 jetliner skied off the runway after landing, broke apart, and caught fire at Moscow's Vnukovo Airport on Saturday. The airplane, which belonged to charter airline Red Wings, had only crew on board at the time of the accident. 5 of the 8 people on the plane were fatally injured, including the pilot, co-pilot, and flight engineer. 2 flight attendants were also killed. There was light snowfall reported at the airport at the time of the accident. Officials are looking into possible mechanical and fuel problems, as well as pilot error, and the airplane's cockpit voice and flight data recorders have been recovered for analysis. The French news service AFP reports that Russian investigators were focusing on the Tu-204's brakes. In a televised news conference, Russian Federal Air Transport Agency Chief Alexander Neradko said that the pilots had reportedly applied full brakes when the airplane landed, but, quote, for some reason the airplane failed to stop. Most likely the cause was defective reverse engines or brakes, end quote. The 8 crew members on board were reportedly deadheading back from a charter flight from the Czech Republic. A C-160 Transall military transport plane on its way to becoming a museum display missed its final approach and landed short, very near a group of spectators who had come to see the plane's arrival. According to a report appearing online in The Blaze, the incident happened in Ballenstedt, Germany. Nearly 1,000 people had gathered near the runway threshold to watch the airplane land. A video posted on YouTube shows the airplane on approach, but the pilot apparently got behind the power curve and the airplane touched its main gear on a road just beyond the runway threshold. There were several onlookers within a few feet of where the airplane touched the ground. The aircraft continues on the runway, and there were no injuries associated with the incident. The German newspaper Bild reports that the incident would not be investigated, as the 44-year-old airplane was being decommissioned and would not be flying again. The incident reportedly actually took place way back in October of last year, but the video has just now begun to go viral, according to the Blaze. When Aero News continues, Houston, we have a problem. Life aboard the space station in Mesa, Arizona, and this guy could have used a 5-hour energy.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
Aero News continues now for Wednesday, January 2nd. I'm Glenn Moyer. In November of 2011, SpaceX said it was looking for a site on which to build a new launch facility. In April 2012, SpaceX said it was considering a launch site in Texas. And in the fall of 2012, the commercial space company bought land in Cameron County, Texas, along the Gulf of Mexico on the Mexican border. Texas hopes the land will be the next CAPE launch facility. But Texas is in competition with states like Florida, which has an established launch infrastructure in place. Georgia and Puerto Rico are also maneuvering to lure SpaceX, according to a report from the Associated Press. SpaceX already has a presence in the Lone Star State, with a rocket manufacturing and testing facility in McGregor. State officials say they hope that a facility that SpaceX would not have to share with NASA and the U.S. Air Force would be attractive to the commercial space company. But some Texas elected officials say that the state's resources could be better spent on other projects in the region, such as the establishment of a new medical school being championed by the University of Texas Board of Regents, according to the Associated Press. The FAA would also have to complete an environmental impact study on the site before any construction could begin. SpaceX, meanwhile, has said that just because it bought the property does not mean it will build a launch facility in South Texas. Arizonans can get a sense of what spaceflight is like following the opening of NASA's Destination Station exhibit at the Arizona Museum of Natural History in Mesa. The interactive exhibit reveals the inside of America's orbiting laboratory while educating visitors about the vast array of science and research being done in low Earth orbit. The exhibit opening is a precursor to more NASA activities coming in 2013. Destination Station is NASA's International Space Station Program National Awareness Campaign, promoting station research and opportunities, educating communities about the people living and working on the station, and communicating the real and potential benefits for our everyday lives. The exhibit is free with admission to the museum. NASA will be sponsoring many activities that will be open to the public at various locations in the Phoenix and Tucson areas from February 21st through March 3rd. The space station is a multinational research facility and the largest spacecraft ever built. It is an official U.S. national laboratory where astronauts and scientists from around the world conduct experiments in fundamental life, physical, Earth and space science, as well as human health, technologies for space exploration, and the improvement of life on Earth. Normally, when you park your airplane in a hangar, you think it's pretty safe. But that turned out not to be the case at Valdosta, Georgia's regional airport on Christmas Eve, when a driver described as drowsy crashed through the airport fence, across a parking lot, and through the walls of two hangars, damaging three airplanes along the way. According to a report in the Valdosta Daily Times, the driver, 24-year-old Brandon Cowart, first went through a ditch beside the highway, after which he said he remembers nothing about the accident. The car traveled another 1,100 feet into the airport, and the driver did not appear to have attempted to stop the vehicle. Authorities report no skid marks along its path. To get to the hangars, the car had to travel through the ditch, a fence, and a row of shrubbery. It reportedly jumped a parking block, threaded through trees and light poles, and then plowed through the wall of the first hangar where the three airplanes were damaged, striking two of them directly. It went through the wall of a second hangar and stopped in an office being used to store paint cans, according to the police. Seems the driver went everywhere except over the river and through the woods. Anyway, the airplanes were owned by Valdosta Flying Services and Tofia Flying Services and Farrell Scruggs Company, according to the paper. The Valdosta police said that Coward told them he fell asleep while driving. He has so far been charged with failure to maintain his lane. He reportedly suffered only a chipped tooth and a bump on his head. Well, hopefully, somebody gave Coward a case of no-dos or five-hour energy drink for Christmas, along with the instructions not to drive or operate heavy equipment when drowsy. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.